It's Friday, April 17th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. There's still so much yet to be learned about the novel coronavirus causing the pandemic we are currently in. One such thing we still don't fully understand is the origin of the virus itself. State Department cables dating back to 2015 warned of safety issues at a Wuhan lab studying bat coronaviruses and potential human transmission. So while it seems that the coronavirus was probably not engineered in a lab, could it have somehow escaped from that lab? Josh Rogan, columnist from the Washington Post who obtained the State Department cables, joins us for what we know. Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Great to be with you.
I wanted to talk about the origins of COVID-19, the coronavirus right now, that the pandemic that we're facing. There's been a lot of talk about where it started. A lot of people have said that it came from one of these wet markets in Wuhan, China. For a time, people were saying it was a conspiracy theory, that it was created in a lab and that it might have leaked out. But right now, what we're learning is that you were able to see some State Department cables that warned of some safety issues at a Wuhan lab that was studying coronaviruses. Now, we're not saying if this specific thing was made in a lab or not, but the question is, could scientists have been working on it and it still escaped from the lab in some way? Tell us about the State Department cables and what we're learning.
Sure. You are absolutely right. We do not know the origin of the novel coronavirus that's plaguing the human world. That's a huge problem because determining exactly how it originated is critical scientific information, not only for solving the problem that we have now, but for preventing the next pandemic, which will surely come in the future. Now, as you said, the first story, and this was the story put out by the Chinese government, was that it originated in the seafood market in Wuhan, and that seemed plausible as far as it goes until more and more research started coming out that seemed to show that it wasn't true. Chinese researchers found patients that had nothing to do with the Wuhan market, and then it turns out the market didn't sell bats, and then it turns out that the Chinese government went in and covered the place with bleach, which is like the opposite of what you would do if you were trying to do a forensic investigation into an outbreak. So that made a lot of people inside the U.S. government look around and say, okay, well, what else could it be? What else could be the origin? And lo and behold, there are two labs in Wuhan that do risky experiments on bat coronaviruses. And what I was given were these cables that show that as far back as 2018, U.S. embassy officials in Beijing had visited one of these labs and determined that it had lax safety procedures and warned that if that wasn't fixed, it might lead to a bat coronavirus pandemic. And now we have a bat coronavirus pandemic, so people are taking a second look at that theory. And the problem is that the Chinese government has censored and suppressed all the information that would allow us to know. They haven't provided the samples. They won't make the lab available for inspection or interviews. They jailed everybody who knew anything about it, who didn't toe the party line. And the whole thing about a bioweapon is kind of a distraction, right? Because that was sort of a thing that came out earlier. But the truth is, there's actually zero evidence it's a bioweapon. In fact, this lab was publishing its research widely, which is not what you would do if you were building a secret bioweapon. So the bioweapon thing, I think we can safely say, is not the case. But what might be the case, what we have to figure out, is if this lab that was performing bat coronavirus research made a mistake and there was some accident. That's what people are trying to figure out.
This lab in question is the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What exactly did the State Department cables say were the safety issues there? I saw something about they maybe had a shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators there, but were there other safety concerns coming out of that lab?
So when the U.S. diplomats got there, the scientists themselves told them that they didn't have enough sufficiently trained personnel to keep the lab safe. And the cables were calling for more support, more international help for these labs, so they could get their stuff together. And then the cables go on to say that there was a lack of coordination between these labs and the Chinese government, and nobody could really explain why that was. And that was just another concern. And then the biggest concern they had was that they were doing this research on how bat coronaviruses get transmitted to humans. And that seemed like important but very dangerous research. And if that research was mishandled, it could break into a pandemic. So when you put all these things together, the people involved with these cables told me this was a warning shot. They were begging people in Washington to do something about this. Of course, nothing happened. And that's kind of where we are today.
And as you were saying, some of this research there eerily almost kind of predicts what happened. You know, they were talking about how some of these SARS-like coronaviruses can interact with the ACE2, these human receptors that are identified in this specific one. So maybe it's this early research. It's all early calls to a possible something that could be really bad. So all of this is kind of starting to fall into place on this side of the thing. As you mentioned at the very beginning, some of the other evidence to say that it came out of these wet markets, maybe there might not be as much evidence there and a little more evidence onto this side of things.
It's a circumstantial case either way, but the circumstantial case for the lab accident theory is growing all the time. And you're right to focus on that ACE2 receptor thing. What that means is that the lab had proven that the viruses that they were holding could jump to humans. And that seems like a very risky thing to do, but also kind of a very important thing to figure out. Now, keep in mind that this lab is trying to prevent a pandemic by predicting how it might naturally emerge, right? So that's why we also can't rule out that it naturally emerged. But there's an explanation that makes both things true, which is that it sort of naturally emerged out of the viruses they were playing with and then escaped, right? So you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to add 2 + 2 and see that it might equal 4. But it's such a monumental sort of revelation, if it turns out to be true, that there's institutional resistance, first of all, from the Chinese government, because they're hiding all the information. Second of all, from the U.S. government, because actually they're not in the mode right now where they want to poke the Chinese government in the eye. We're trying to get medical equipment from them, and they're likely to blackmail us with it if we start accusing them of these things again. And then the scientists, like, imagine the whole scientific community, what this would mean if the whole world is stuck in their homes, you can't visit grandma, because this lab, which was raided and very well respected, if it turns out that they messed this up, well, that's going to force everyone in the world to sort of take a look at all of the labs, all the scientists that they're working with, and get in their business. And this is the last thing the scientists want. So their institutional bias is to say, no, it definitely wasn't the lab. It probably was just Mother Nature that brought like a bat from Yunnan, 1,000 miles across China somehow, and then somehow jumped to something that jumped to something and started a pandemic 300 feet away from the lab.
The last question I have is, has there been any response from the State Department, the Trump administration, anything in reference to these cables that you've been able to uncover?
So the Chinese denied it. This is like, okay, that's like basically what you would expect. Mike Pompeo said that we just don't know, right? That there's two theories. One is the lab and one is the market, and that the intelligence can't figure it out. General Mark Milley, the head of the Joint Chiefs, said he probably thinks it wasn't the lab, but anyway, he's not a scientist either, right? So it's sort of like inside the government, they just can't say. Moreover, if they do say, that has big implications for U.S.-China relations, so they don't want to say. So the cables are the cables. I mean, I have them. I've seen them. They say what they say. That's not in dispute. What that means for how we approach China and how we approach this pandemic, that's what we've got to figure out, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Josh Rogan, columnist at The Washington Post. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.